Welcome back to Go Ask Your Father here on Relevant Radio. 888-914-9149 is the telephone number, or you can email us at father@relevantradio.com. Glad to be with you. I'm Father John Paul Erickson, a priest of the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. And in these final minutes, want to get to at least one email, and then we've also got a couple of callers, but an email came in which the following, I think, great question is asked. Is it a sin to deliberately cheat one day during Lent? For example, I gave up cake, but there's company coming out of state, and we are having cake to welcome them, or something like that. Remember that the heart of the law is love, or as we like to say, love. The heart of the law is love. I use that kind of exaggerated tone to describe love, but it's a very serious matter. Love is the measure of all things. Now, it's not human love, it's divine love. It is divine love. But that will be the subject of Judgment Day. Did you love? Did you love as God loved you? And so when we're dealing with Lenten disciplines, how we should interpret the particular circumstances, like you go to somebody's house and let's just say, for example, it's a Friday. You know, you go to a non-Catholic's house and they've prepared a wonderful meal for you, which is a big old delicious steak. What are you bound to do? It seems to me that in a case like that, out of love, out of generosity, you say to the person, look at this. This is wonderful. And you enjoy it. And you enjoy it. And you find something else on that day to do instead, you know. And so with the example of the cake, this specific example, the hospitality that you want to show to the visitors, that seems to me to be a perfectly good reason to be a little bit lenient on yourself on that day. What I would say, I think it'd be prudent to find something else to kind of offset that leniency. Certainly, and the law of hospitality, the law of charity must prevail. But be careful. Just be careful. Because we are very eager to find ourselves excuses to give up this or that, you know? And we need to be easy on others and hard on ourselves. I don't give that instruction to anyone struggling with scrupulosity, but for most of the rest of us, I think it's a good standard to live by. Be hard on yourself, be easy on others. When you got friends coming out from outside, to show them some care and some concern through offering them some sweets, boy, that seems to me to be perfectly reasonable and definitely not sinful, to offer to your friends and to your family.